Nolte, Jake Tapper's reputation-shattering media tour. By John Nolte on May 21, 2025. It takes a lifetime to build the reputation and only a moment to destroy it. Whatever was left of Jake Tapper's reputation was shattered Tuesday as the shameless partisan repeatedly revealed himself to be a craven and greedy man with no honor and no self-awareness. Before we go any further, I again want to make something clear. What Jake Tapper and CNN and the rest of the regime media did for 5 years was not a cover-up. You cannot cover up what everyone already knows to be true. Instead, this was a classic emperor has no clothes gaslighting campaign to convince us our eyes, ears, and instincts were being fooled by a stutter. Jake Tapper saw everything we saw, and rather than report the truth, he gaslighted, shamed, heckled, and belittled anyone who dared speak the truth. It was disgraceful behavior at the time. Nonetheless, whenever you think Tapper has hit a bottom, he scrapes up a new bottom, and his new bottom was his arrogant decision to pose as a heroic journalist blowing open the cover-up around Joe Biden's mental infirmity. Yes, Knlal's cover-upper-in-chief decided to get rich by posing as the hero in a book, blowing the lid off a cover-up he actively and aggressively was a key member of. The arsonist is reporting on the fire. The mistake this insulated elitist made was believing it was still 2006 and that the elite media still control the national conversation. There is simply no other way Tapper could have possibly believed he could get away with the sleaziest thing ever. And then, when he was hit with reality, when all his lies claiming he'd been fooled and misled by his sources fell apart by way of new media, he hired the same crisis manager Anthony Weiner hired and started repeating the word humility like it might save him from drowning. This grifter actually thought we'd buy that he was the victim of sources who had convinced him that the pile of video showing Biden wandering around like a memory care patient didn't, what, exist? Well, it all came to a head on Tuesday in two interviews. First, Tapper made the arrogant mistake of sitting down with Megyn Kelly, who ate him alive like a top-notch prosecutor. Meaning, she knew his answers before they were uttered and then used those answers to bury him. It's not so much that Tapper could not answer Kelly's questions. It's the shattered look on his face, and it is glorious. The next video below is the greatest thing you'll ever see. Another massacre occurred here, and this was the cell phone of all cell phones. Ooh, Jake Tapper's talking all tough about Hunter Biden. Yeah. After it matters. After the election is over. Let's once again go to the videotape. And then there are these headlines I found with an easy Google search. It's one thing for a fake journalist to be a fake journalist. We are buried in left-wing hacks posing as reporters who impotently hack away all day. Tapper is something entirely different, a fake journalist who thinks so highly of himself that he believes he can gaslight us into believing he's an American hero for dressing up like a firefighter and running into a building. Long after the fire is out, a fire that he was complicit in starting. There is no redemption without confession. There is no forgiveness without admission. All Tapper had to say was this, I wanted Trump to lose so badly. I lied to my audience about Joe Biden being okay and bore false witness against anyone who said different by accusing them of ridiculing Biden's stutter or acting as a tool of Rupert Murdoch. Instead, Tapper continues to make made a squealing, scraping, squirming ass of himself, and there is no coming back from that. P.S. In the vein of coming clean. I was dead wrong about Megyn Kelly. I misjudged her, and I owe her an apology. Let me just say that I've never been happier to be so wrong. Mea culpa. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.